Welcome, everybody. We'll try to cover the first drop game of Rosh Hashanah, try to cover as much as we can. It begins on Rosh Hashanah Mehem. Ve'echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah Limalochim. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains that the practice used to be, we have a practice today that when we write a document in Hebrew, Aksuba, or a Get, or any Mishtar Mechivas Chavos, or anything, we write how many years it is, the Bria Sa'olam. The Ran points out that was a later introduction. The days of the Gemara, they never had that. They never wrote how many years it is, the Bria Sa'olam. And in fact, it's questionable, the calculation that we have, how many years it is, the Bria Sa'olam, is based on the assumption that the Bayis Sheni only lasted 420 years. The Bayis Rishon lasted 410 years, that says in Tanakh. Bayis Sheni lasted 420 years, that's a Gemara. And the Goyish history books say that it was 150 years longer than that. So it's not really Shnas Topshin Pei. The Bria Sa'olam, it's another 150, 160 years after that. But that's why we always write according to the way we count today in New York. That's our practice. We count, we assume, by Sheni all the lasted 420 years. So even if it's correct, that was a big debate when they came to the realization that the Goyish history books claimed that by Sheni lasted much longer than what it says in the Gemara. So some of the Gedolim assumed that the Gemara made a mistake, that it was really normal. And others assume, no, the Chazon Ish assume the Gemara is correct and the Goyish history books are not reliable. So in case we should assume the Goyish history books are correct and where our count is inaccurate, so the all our documents are puzzles, so the answer is no, right? How many years it is, we are saying the way we count, the Min Yishon and Manu Kabi, not how we count. We count as if I should 420 years. So that's the date. Top Shin Pei corresponds to 2020. Okay. So the minig in the days of the Gemara was they never would count how many years it is. Libriya Salam, that's a recent thing. The Ran says it later. It didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. So in the days of the Gemara, they would write how many years it is since Hakam Samadina, since the Melech, since the government, since this king started. So that's what the Gemara explains. The Gemara quotes Bryce. If the king was appointed in Adar, in the Kodesh Nissen, so it's already right, Shana Shia the Melech Ploni. And then the Gemara explains, Tosafot quotes the Gemara, the Gemara is on Gimel Amud Aleph, by the wide lines, on the fifth wide line. Amar Abchizni, Lo Shana Shia the Malchi Yisrael. That when it comes Echad Benissen, you count Shana Shia the Malchi Yisrael, that's only Jewish kings governing only over Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a Goyish king or a Jewish king somewhere else other than Eretz Yisrael, then B'Tishrei, then Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. So if the new king was appointed in Elul or in Av or whenever, Rosh Hashanah, so you write Shana Shnei L'Melech Ploni. That's a different thing. So the Mishnah says Echad B'Nissen Rosh Hashanah L'Melechim. Only applies in Malchei Yisrael. When it comes to Echad Benissen, many people have this practice when they send out a wedding invitation or a bar mitzvah invitation. They'll write how many years it is since Hakamas Amdina and Eretz Yisrael. And they switch the year when it comes Hey Ear. So that's not right. They should really switch the year when it comes to Echad Benissen. From Echad Benissen till Heir is a little over a month. So that month is already next year since Hakamas Amadina. Jewish history is supposed to be from Nissen. So there's a Ran over here, the Ran on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif is on, the Rif starts on Dabbat. The Gemara starts on that base, the Rif starts on Dabbat. So this Ran is on Beis Amud Aleph and Diba Mascha Lefichach Nira Li. It's a few lines in. So the Ran has a famous line here. He says that this din, Rosh Hashanah L'Malchi Yisrael L'Zechad B'Nissen, is not Stam, that was the convention, that was the practice. He said that's a mitzvah. Torah says, "Achodesh l'salachem rosh chadashim," that Nisan Abin is the chodesh harishon, that we count the chadashim since Yitzias. Just like the chadashim, we want to have a zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim in the luach. So too, the Echad Benisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malchus Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. It's not stam a convention and a minig. It's a din. It's halacha that you have to switch. So you can't say, well, now the minig is the switch on hey ear. The minig is not supposed to be the switch on hey ear. It's supposed to be switch it. Echad Benisan. Why is there such a din? Why is that a din? And why is Malchus Yom Yisraelim is not so? So the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva and Valojin the last 39 years, I think. Valojin Yeshiva lasted for 90 years. For the last 39 years, he was the Rosh Yeshiva. So he wrote on his commentary on Chumash, on Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, Achodesh Zalachem, he explains why. He says that the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and when the Rebbe Shalom created the world in Tishrei, he instituted natural laws of chemistry, physics, biology, and so on. So the natural laws with respect to history also. History develops. And if a person understands history well, and he understands what the situation is, he can predict what's going to happen in the future. There's a famous, I remember when I was a student in high school, that was a required reading. There was an essay by some general, I think, in the American Army, who predicted in advance how many years it would take till the Japanese would attack the Americans on a Sunday morning in December. And that's exactly what happened at Pearl Harbor. So how did he know how? So he explains that the Japanese like to make a surprise attack, and the nights are longest in September, in December. And the American soldiers always stay up very late on Motzoi Shabbos. They have a long Halava Malka, and they get drunk, and they oversleep on Sunday morning. So the best time for a surprise attack is going to be on a December morning. And he had to size up. He had to figure out how many years will it take till the Japanese, after the First World War, till the Japanese will be fed up with the Americans, and they'll rebel, and they'll attack somewhere. He didn't know it's going to be Pearl Harbor, but he knew that the Japanese would attack, and it was exactly correct. It's not that the Japanese read his essay and they followed his recommendation. No, he figured out how it would happen. So if you understand history well, so just like you can predict when there'll be a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, you can predict when you mix two chemicals together what the reaction will be, and so on, chemistry, physics, and so on. So too, you can predict history. So that's only history, world history. So when it comes to all Malchei Yom Yisraelim, all world history is Echad B'Tishrei, because B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced all the rules of regulations, chemistry, physics, biology, and history. Jewish history is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Ramban in his commentary on Chumash writes in more than one place that that's the Pshat and the Gemara in the end of Masechet Shabbos. There's a whole lot Gemara. A long discussion. Ein mazel liYisrael. Doesn't mean that the Jewish people are not lucky. Mazel means we are not tachashlitas hakachavim v'hamazalas. All of world history, if you look in the stars, you can figure out what's in store. It means if you understand history well, if you know how to size up the situation, you know the rules of history, you can predict what's going to happen next. Jewish history is ein mazel liYisrael. It's not tachashlitas hakachavim v'hamazalas. Everything in Jewish history is l'malim and ateva. Ramban says, does it make sense that if we keep the Torah, then then it'll rain at the right time. And if we violate all the mitzvahs, there won't be any rain. What is the rain? How can the rain correspond, coincide with the shmiras ha-mitzvahs? And if we violate the Shemitah, then Eretz Yisrael will be taken away from us. But Derech HaTeva, there's no way to explain this. This is all the Maila Men HaTeva. So Jewish history is the Maila Men HaTeva. So Nisan was Nikva as the Chodesh HaGu'ula, the Chodesh that represents Hanhogav L'Maila Men HaTeva. But Nisan Nigalu, the Gemara is going to say later, Machlokes HaTanan, Yesum B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Hasidim Lihigo, L'Gulu Hasid will take place in Nisan. is Rosh Hashanah Lamalcha Yisrael, because Jewish Yisrael is always Lamayla Manatela. Nechad B'Tishri is Rosh Hashanah Lamalcha Yisrael. Malcha Yisrael means a world history, part of Teva. It was all of Teva. That was in. So that's how the Tziv in his commentary on Chumash and that pasuk, Chodesh Alachem quotes this Ran, that the Ran says Ve'echad B'Nissan Rosh Hashanah Malcha Yisrael. It's not stam that that was the convention, that was the practice, that was the meaning. He said that is a din. Learned that from the pasuk Chodesh Alachem to indicate that Jewish history is lamayla menatel. Iran doesn't say that exactly. That's he adds that the Nitziv is adding an on to the Raman. The Ran says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu required of us, we should make a zecher Nitziv Mitzrayim from Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, when you have a melech, a Jewish melech, Basav Adam, we should put in a zecher Nitziv Mitzrayim. But the Nitziv explained, what does it mean, zecher Nitziv Mitzrayim? It means a hanhoga of lamayla min ha-teva, as opposed to world history, which is zecher B'Tishri, which is Rashi has a comment over here. The Mishnah in Gittin talks about that's kosher and atar and only pasul mid the rabban. You have a lot of times like that. Sometimes the Rambam writes when the get is no good at all, he's going to call it a get batel. When it's a get pasul, so it means that only pasul. But there are differences. If a woman, if a man divorced his wife with a get, as kosher and atar pasul mid the rabbanon, she goes and she marries someone else. The child will not be. The mamzer is a child who was born from a couple who had an isa karis if they be together. And here there's no isa karis because benatar she's not an ashes ish. The get was good, so the child will only be a mamzer mid the rabbanon, won't be a mamzer benatar. And there are slight differences. So the Mishnah says one of the examples of a get that's possible with the Rabbanan is if they wrote the Malchus Sheinu Hu Genes. The practice always was that they wrote how many years it is since Melech was ruling the country, whatever country you live in. If he wrote it with different Malchus, not to the Malchus of your country, the get is possible with the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, why did they make such a din with the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Mishum Shlom Malchus. Taisus there in Gittin raises the question, how come today we don't write how many years it did? Taisus lived in France and in Germany. They don't write how many years it is since the Melech took over in France or Germany. So all the Gittin should be pasul mid the Rabbanan. So the Taisus explains this din, that the get is pasul if it didn't write how many years it is since HaKamas HaMelech, this din mid the Rabbanan is only if the government is makbid. So the French and the German governments in the days of the Baal HaTos couldn't care less. They're not interested. But in the days of they were makbid, only Tosfos points out, they were only makbid with respect to a get, because that's a big thing. If you have a shtar halva that says you borrowed money or you shtar mechiri, you know, real estate, and you write the date, so that's a little thing. Even though the real estate is worth a few million dollars, that's not so significant. But a religious get that allows a woman to remarry, the Umasadim consider that a very, that's by us, that's Issa the Heta, that's a very important thing. So the Malchus was only Makbid in the days of the Tanoim on Gittin, because it's a Dova Gadol, that's the Taisus writes it over here, Ella beget Isha. The end of the Taisus Dima Maschalim, that Shlom Malchus is only needed by Get. In Shtari Mamad, there is no such thing. Okay. That Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Malcha Yisrael. The Gemara explains that Echad Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shana. It means that it's Rosh Hashanah L'Malcha Umas Ha'olam. What does it mean? Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. The Rashi writes Meforish B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain that it's going to be a whole sugya Bal Ta'acher. The parsha of in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you have in the beginning of Parshas Matas, you have the dinim of Neder and Shavuot. Then you have in Chumash Devarim, in Parshas Kiseitze, says Kisida Neder Hashem Alakech Lo Sa Achad Hashal Mekidorish Tidrushen Hashem Alakech Amimach V'Hoi Bochachet. How else does it say? Motzah secha tishma v'yosisa kashen adat ala shem al kechen adova v'shed yibarto v'fichos. It's interesting. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos where he lists off one in his opinion are the 613 mitzvahs. So one of the klolim, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam postulates 14 klolim. 14, the one who translated it in the days of the Rambam, during the lifetime of the Rambam, calls it the 14 sharoshim. We call it today, in the modern Hebrew, it's at the 14 klolim. So the Rambam has, the first klal is you don't include mitzvahs derabbanan, only mitzvahs deraisa. Then he says, second klal, you only include mitzvahs that are lefi pshuta shel mikra, because in every generation, the tanoim can darshan another drasha, they can add another mitzvah that never existed before. They came up with new drashas. And you say the only 613 mitzvahs, how about some of the mitzvahs that were there from before? So the Rambam says, no, there's 613 mitzvahs, lefi pshuta shel mikra, before you get to the drashas of the Torah Shabbat Pet. Then the Rambam, the Shittasim, the opinion that the Midrash are turned into drashas and cannot be used to come up with a new din that you never heard of. All the dinim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the dinim were transmitted. Whenever there's a machlokes in the Gemara, every page in the Gemara, whenever there's a machlokes, it's a machlokes what the tradition was. Every machlokes indicates that they forgot what the tradition was. All the dinim, every single dinim, were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did the Midrash turn to Rashi spam? So the Gaonim were of the opinion that that's just a way to check yourself whether your tradition is correct or not. So if you can darshan for Midrash HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam, that's an indication that that your tradition is accurate. And the Rambam quotes this in his Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, printed in the back of Brachos, and he makes fun of it. He said that that's scandalous to say like that. Every machlokes in the Gemara, every single page in the Gemara, there's a machlokes, and they forgot all the dinim. The most cherished thing, the most valuable thing that the Jewish people has is the Torah. And they forgot every single din. There's machlokes on every page in the Gemara. How can it be? Machlokes is based on shikha. So he says it's not true. The Rambam says in every generation, the Rambam repeats it again in the Mishnah Torah, beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. The Bez Nar HaGadol in every generation has the right to dash the psukim the way they see fit. And the rule in the Gemara ain't Bez Nyochel Levatel Dibi Bez Nacharem Ken Gadol Hemena B'chachme V'minyan. The Rambam is quoting our Yerushalmi, he's not saying on his own. That only applies if they want to repeal a rabbinic enactment of an earlier generation. But if they want to disagree how to observe the din in the Torah, whatever the best in your generation, that's the din. The Gemara tells us in the Hashini period, they're darshan the psukim differently. For 410 years in the Bais Rishon, they did Nisach Hayah in one way. Then it came by Sheni, 70 years after Churban. They started by Sheni with Hapsokim 70. There were people who remembered, there were a lot of old times who remembered the Bais Rishon, and they did the Nisach Hayayin differently, not the way they did it in Bais Rishon. How could they disagree with Bais Rishon? En lo chal shefet shebi amecha. Vosa lo shefet shebi amem haim. They disagreed with Shlaima HaMelech. They darshan the Pesukim differently. So that's the Pele Hakim. The Sfasemis asks, and that Gemara and Zvachim. You mean to say that all the 410 years of the Bais Rishon, they were never yotzei properly the din of Nisach Hayayin? They didn't do it correctly. So the answer is, whenever you have a machlokes hatanayim, so whenever you have a legitimate machlokes, sometimes mistake, someone just made a mistake. But over here, we assume they didn't make a mistake. And the Bais Rishon, they darshan one way, and that was the din. They have to follow the chachamim of their generation. By Sheni, they darshan differently, so you have to do it that way. So that's what the Rambam writes. The Tosfos later on the first parak in Rosh Hashanah also quotes that Yerushalmi. I think it's on Daf Tes. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi also. Yerushalmi, the beginning of Shavuos. That back to Midrash HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam, how to darshan psukim, en lecha l'shefet shebi amecha. The Beis Din is obligated to darshan the psukim the way they see fit. And they should feel bound by the tzak, those who preceded them who agree. That's the din. Every chacham, if he's entitled to an opinion, if he's a chacham shehigil l'ros, sometimes not higil l'ros, not entitled to an opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein and his truth very often disagrees with the Nadi Yehuda, with the Chacham Sofer, with the Shach, with the Bir Agra. So there was a Talmid Chacham rabbi in the New York area who wrote a whole book attacking Rav Moshe, which is called Mana Le'igoris, the response to the Igris Moshe. So he disagrees with what he has. He knew how to learn it. Points that he has is what the things are, and things in the Igros Moshe. He writes, among other things, the Rav Moshe was so arrogant, he thought he knew how to learn better than the Chasam Sofer, better than the Navi of Yehuda, better than Shach. So Rav Moshe was very hurt by that. So he said he's not so sure that he's entitled to an opinion at all. He's not sure that he's a Gil or Hiroah. But people are pressuring him. They want to know his opinion on halachic issues. So if they want to know his opinion, he's obligated to give his honest opinion, even though it's a disagreement with the Chasam Sofer. That's supposed to follow Gadol HaMena B'Chochma V'Min. Just because the Chasam Sofer was greater, Rabbi Yehuda was greater. Moshe happened to be extremely humble in an exaggerated fashion. Not stam humble, extremely humble individual. He was always a very humble person. The attack against him was absolutely not called for. But that's the halacha. So doing the Bais Rishon, they did the Avodah one way, doing the Bais Sheni, they did the Avodah another way. So again, so the Rambam has, again, in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam has the 14 Klolim, 14 Sharoshim that determine. So the first Klolim, they only include Mitzvot Daraisa, you don't include Mitzvot Darabanan. This Namalala Moshe applies to Dinim Daraisa. Klolim number two only includes Torah Shebichsav, Shutu Shal Mikro. Rosh Hashanah Torah Shabbat Ein Lahem Shir. You can add on in every generation. You can add on many more mitzvahs, and as the generations go on, we keep adding on more drushes. It's got to be more than 613 mitzvahs. You're not including Torah Shabbat Peh. Nothing wrong with Torah Shabbat Peh, but in every generation, the Bezin has the right to develop new dinim, so how can you say that it's only 613? And then the Rambam says, another cloud, you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'derech. Rebbe's harasha does not include it. Then the Rambam has further, that's the first three sharashim. Then the Rambam has sharash tes, one of the more famous sharashim in the 14th volume. So sharash tes, if you have a kefil on mitzvah, you don't count it twice. If the Torah writes the same din in two or three psukim, you're not allowed to eat chelev. Kal chelev adam losan chelev is repeated many times. You only count it once. And then the Rambam says, and if it says it a few times and you violate the law, you don't have Malkus many times according to how many times the law appears in the Chumash. It's only counted as one law in the minyan mitzvah. You only get one Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin. This past year we learned Chulin in the yeshiva. Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin. Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Tmura is bothered with the kasha. It says that if a person violates the law of Tmura, he says, I raise you tachazu. To switch the carbon, the Kedusha's carbon, to a different animal, whether forbidden or not, or Bara, Rabbi Tov does make a difference. He violates the law, and he says again, the Mishnah says he gets Malkus, once Malkus. Why only once Malkus? Why not twice Malkus? It says, Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yamarosa, should be twice Malkus. The Tesis in asking the Kasha is assuming their opinion in different Mesichta. The Pasuk is repeated several times. You get several times Malkus. And the Briskera points out that according to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground because the Rambam only counts it as one lav. A Kefa la lav, you only get Malkus once. So the Rambam writes, when he's listing off the mitzvahs, I say, he says, if a person takes a neder of shvua, he's obligated to observe. Kol ha'yetzim epiv yaseh, he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Matos. And then he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzi. Motzos lecha tishmur yasisa kashan adat ala sham okech and adorah kashan dibarta beficha. He says, I'm not going to count that as a separate mitzvah, I say. It's a repeat of the other motzos lecha tishmur in Parshas Matos, and it's repeated in Parshas Kiseitzi. So he's not going to count it as it's a kefil mitzvah, just like a kefil alav, you only count it once. A kefil mitzvah, you only count once. So the Ramban there disagrees with the Rambam, and he says it's not a kefil mitzvah. Motzos lasecha tishmor, that parshan kiseitze is talking about midri gavoya. Person took a neder to bring a korban, or took a neder to give tzedakah, something like that. So that's a kiyum essay. If a person takes a neder to bring a korban, then he brings it. Not only does he have a mitzvah that he was makor of the korban, he has a mitzvah that he fulfilled his neder. Pasuk in Kochol Yetzim Mipiv Yaseh and Parshas Matos, That's an Isser Aseh. Let's say a man doesn't get along with his mother-in-law, and mother-in-law is having her 90th birthday. He takes a neder, he will not attend. A neder, he will not attend the party, and he doesn't attend. So he fulfilled the mitzvah by not attending the party. He did an aver by taking the neder. That's not a neder mitzvah, that's a nidri harishim. A person takes a neder not to eat potato chips, and he didn't eat the potato chips. So he has a kiyama mitzvah. He doesn't have a kiyama mitzvah. It's an Isser Aseh. So the Ramban says it's not a kefil. It's not a kefil on mitzvah. They're too different. Kuchala yetzim epiv yasa is an Isser Aseh. And the other person, that's the Sechah Tishmar, is a kiyama aseh. So he thinks it should be counted as two different mitzvahs. One a kiyama aseh, one an Isser Aseh. So Lechik thought that the Rambam probably also agrees with the Ramban that one is a kiyama aseh, one is an Isser Aseh. And still the Rambam thought that that's insufficient reason to count it as two different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah that has both a kiyama aseh and an Isser Aseh, has two parts to it. But he thought the Rambam would agree. The Ramban has another two. The Ramban says not only should be counted as two mitzvahs, because one is a kiyama aseh, one is an Isser Aseh. The Ramban says also that in Parshas Ki Tse, when it says Motzo Sechot Tishma V'Yasisa, there it says, Lo Sa'achel, Kisidu Nadu L'Hashem Lakech, Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmoy. There's a din of Bal Ta'acher. So that's going to be the whole sugi coming up over here on Daf Dalet, Dar Hei, Dar Vav. I was going to talk about when does one violate Bal Ta'acher. So the Ramban writes there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he thinks Bal Ta'acher is only on Nidre Gavoa, Nidre Mitzvah. Person took a neder to give tzedakah, person took a neder to bring a carbon. He doesn't bring the carbon, that means Shalosh Begadim, so then it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. So let's say a person took a neder, he will abstain from eating potato chips for a month. So he has to pick which month. Which month is going to be? July, August, September? Which month is he going to abstain from eating? So let's say he's young and he has a whole lifetime ahead, and he postpones for more than Shalosh Regalim. He waits for more than a whole year to fulfill, to observe the neder that he took not to eat potato chips for a month. The Ramban thinks there's no Bal Ta'acher over there. Bal Ta'acher is only on Nidrei Gogoya, on Nidrei Mitzvah. He sees the Neder L'Hashem Alakech, lo Sa'acher L'Shamba. But on Nidrei Mishuz, one thinks that there's no Bal Ta'acher. There's a Ran in the Dorim who says not so. So Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the page, and the Gilyan Ashas points out, look in the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah who disagrees with this Ran. The Ran has that case. A person took a Neder to abstain from eating potato for a month, so he better pick observe his neder quickly. He shouldn't wait a year. If he waits a whole year, he'll be in violation of Bal Ta'acher. So Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees. The stipler on this Mishnah quotes this author. He points out this machlekes between the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Ran and the Dorm. Anyway, so this Mishnah it says Be'echad Benissan Rosh Hashanah Liri Golim. It means that the Shalosh Regalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is separate. There's no Aliyah L'Regel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but the Shalosh Regalim is a unit. Yo'ol L'Regel, you have to go visit the Beis Hamikdash. Yerod Kol Zechuch, the men have to visit the Beis Hamikdash and bring an Oil Asriya. So the Mishnah is telling us there's one sheet in the Gemara. One only violates Bal Ta'acher if he waits all Shalosh Regalim Kisidron in order. First Pesach and then Shavuos and then Sukkot. So in the month of Nisan will be the Yontif of Pesach, which is the Rosh Hashanah of the Shalosh Regalim. What do you mean it's the Rosh Hashanah? But there's an order. Shalosh Regalim in the year. Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. What do you mean Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of the Shalosh Regalim? So the Mishnah follows that opinion that one is only a violation of Bal Ta'acher if he took the neder before Pesach to bring a carbon before Pesach and he violated, he didn't bring the neder, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. What if he took the neder after Pesach before Shavuot? Then the Mishnah is going with the opinion that he has Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. As the next five regalim to bring the carbon, if he doesn't bring it till Shalosh regalim Kisidron, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach is the first of the Shalosh regalim, then he'll be in violation of Bal Ta'acher. There are different opinions in the Tanaim. How long does he have to postpone in order to violate Bal Ta'acher? Then the Mishnah, okay. Then the Mishnah has Be'echad Be'ela Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. What is Maisa Behema? The din is if the farmer had 10 sheep, were born in his herd in the course of the year. So if he had 10 or more, so he has a mitzvah to put them all together in a corral and have them go out one by one. And he counts 1 to 10. And the 10th one, and the 20th one, and the 30th one, each time, Isa Behema becomes Kodesh. But the 10 animals have to be born within the same year. So what's considered within the same year? So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim. For the first time is Be'echad Be'elo. The animals have to be born from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the 1 year. And we don't pass like that. We pass like that. But the next Tana, Be'echad B'Tishrei. That if the 10 animals are born within the course of the year from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's the Rosh Hashanah L'Maisha Be'ema as well. It means we use the Lashon that if you have 10 animals or more were born, so the Tevel. It's not Tevel, it's also Bachila. If you have Peres that grew in Eretz Yisrael, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you're obligated to be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisus. And Kolzman, you're not Mafrish, so there's an Isa Tevel. So Tevel is an Isa, Misa B'dei Shamayim. His man is that there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim, because the whole Chiv, Trumas, and Maisus, there are more Paschans like the Rambam in Yerideus, and there's one simon in the end of Yerideh that has all the mitzvahs of Hatluyas Baris. Shumas and Mais and Shemitah, everything in one simon, because it wasn't too relevant. In the days of the tour, it wasn't relevant. But then in the days of the Bezeisiv, it already was relevant. So Shimon Shin Lamed Aleph is where you have this discussion. So we paskin, there are more paskins that Bezmanas that Shumas and Mais is only with the Rabbanim. But they're not going to be any Yisrael, they're going to eat Tevel. But in Chumash, when the Torah speaks about a real Chiv Chumash and Maisa Daraisa, if you eat it before you mafresh, then there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if a person has, let's say, 10 animals that were born in his herd in the course of the year, so we paskin la halacha. The Gemara said, there's no Isa Tevel. There's no Isa to shecht an animal. Let's say 10 animals were born. I shecht one animal and I eat it, and I only have left 9. I have left 9. I'm not mechuyev. Let's say I had 25 animals were born, and I shecht 16. So I don't have. So I'm not mafrish ma'ase be'emah. I'm permitted to shecht the animals and eat before. So in a certain sense, it's what the achranim call like a mitzvah harishus. If you don't want to, you can see to it that you won't have to be mafrish ma'ase be'emah. You just shecht all the animals and you eat them. But if the person wants to, so he leaves the animals and then he puts them all together in the corral, and it'll be mafrish, it'll be kurishem, the 10th and the 20th and so on. What do you do with Maisa Behema? You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you makrev it as a kochim kalim, you makrev it as a korban. The Goenim, there was an opinion in the days of the Goenim that Maisa Behema is from the Chof Dalet Matnas Kahuna. That when the farmer has a Maisa Behema, he has to give it over to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim have the right to eat it. Rashi on Chumash, and Rashi on Mishnayis, and Ezer Mekayim, and Rashi in a few other places, Rashi always writes against that. He says there is no source at all. It doesn't say anywhere in the Tanakh or in the Gemara that Maisa Behema is from the Matan's Kohuna, so it's not correct. It's not from the Matan's Kohuna. The Netziv has in his commentary on Chumash at the end of B'chul Kaisai, where you have the puzzle, Chamasa Boka B'tzon, that's where Maisa Behema is written. So that's where Rashi writes. It doesn't say anywhere. Rashi is attacking the Goanim. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to give it to the Goanim. So then Netziv, in his commentary on the Chumash, raises the question. There's a Beferish Pasuk in Sefer Divrei Hayomim that they gave them when they came back to the Bayis Sheni after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, and they were Mafresh Maisa Behema, so they gave it to the Kohanim. So it says Beferish in Tanakh. So Pasuk Divrei Hayomim. What does Rashi say? It doesn't say anywhere. It does say. So to defend Rashi, he writes that he learned in Valojan Yeshiva, I think from before his bar mitzvah. He learned in Valojan before, started before bar mitzvah, and then he was there till they closed Valojan. And he said they heard, when he was there, Abchaim Valojan was no longer alive. He had passed away, but they said in the name of the Vilna Goyen Achidish, that even though the obligation to eat matzah is only obligatory Laila Harishain, but the other days of Pesach, it's a Rishus. What does it mean? If you're hungry, you can't eat chametz, you can only eat matzah. So they say from the Vilna Gaon HaChiddush, that if you eat matzah, the rest of Pesach, there's such a thing as a mitzvah, so reshus. Others claim, some Talmid HaChachamim in our generation claim, it cannot be, the Vilna Gaon never said that. There is no such thing as a mitzvah, so reshus. A mitzvah means mitzvah. Mitzvah means an obligation, a commandment. If you're not, b'chuyiv too. How can there be such a thing as a mitzvah, so reshus? Mitzvah doesn't mean a good deed. In Yiddish, you say like that. I did my mitzvah for the day. I did my good deed for the day. But in Havacha, mitzvah means you're mitzvah to do something. No such thing as a mitzvah, so reshus. But the Nitziv says, I learned the Malajan from a very young age, and they said in the name of the Vilna Gaon that that's what he said. So that was a big chiddush, that there's such a concept as a mitzvah, so reshus. So he comes to defend the Rashi. How did Rashi say it? It doesn't say anywhere that Maisa Be'ema is from the Chop Talad Matan's Kahuna. So the Nitziv says, it doesn't say that you're obligated to give it to the Kohanim. It says in Dibrayam, they gave it. If I'll buy 10 Sidurim and I'll give one to the Kohen, I'll say that it's the Kiyum. I gave Maisa Sidurim. I bought 10 Sidurim and I donated one to the Kohen. There isn't even a mitzvah of shus over there. There's no mitzvah kiyum is there. But you see from the pasuk in Devarayamim that there's a mitzvah of shus if you give it to the Kohanim. But Rashi disagreed with the Gaon was. He can't say that it's from the Chof Dalet Matan's Kuna that you're obligated to give it to the Kohanim. But this Rashi has to admit that there is a mitzvah of shus because Sof Kol Sof it does say in Devarayamim that they gave the Maisa Beima to the Kohanim. Then it thinks also that Lokuach, the Gemara says in Bob Mitzia and Daf Peches, Aset HaSes Kol Tua Zarecha, Hayotze Hasad Lashon Hashana Zarecha, that Minatari only Mechuyiv to be Mafresh Chumas and Maises and Tevel if it grew in your farm. If it grew in someone else's farm, Lokuach, I bought it from someone else, Lokhiv Chumas and Maises is only with the Rabbanim. So Tesis has different opinions there. How can it be? Different opinions in Tesis. So comes out Ruba de Ruba, the whole Hafreshes Chumas and Maises is always going to be with the Rabbanim. It's rarely going to be minatar, only if it grew on my farm. So that's what the Nitziv makes a suggestion. Maybe the obligation to be mafresh on the koch is only midirabbanan, but once you mafresh it, maybe the hafresh is chal minatar. Maybe it's a mitzvah, so reshus. And there's such a ravid also. The ravid wrote hasog is on the balamor. The ravid learned by harusa with the balamor. They learned by the ravid bal ho'eshkol, the one who wrote this sefer ho'eshkol. And so the Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. The Shach writes in Yeridei in one place that the Rishonim sometimes quote contradictory opinions in the name of the Ravid. So he said the answer is there were two different people who were known as the Ravid. One was the father-in-law, the Ravid Bal HaEshkol, Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezen. His father's name was Yitzchok. He was Rabbeinu Avram Ben Yitzchok. But he was Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezen of Narbona. And then the Ravid, the son-in-law who married the daughter of the first Ravid, he's Rabbeinu Avram ben David, the famous Ravid. So sometimes the Rishonim quote contradictory statements from the Ravid. He says one of the Ravid Bal HaEshkol, one is going to be the other Ravid. There was the third Ravid who wrote a history book that's very inaccurate. It's known as the Sefer HaKabbalah. But he never has any positions on halacha. He just writes his version of history. So the the Ravid in his Hasogas on the Balamah, at the end of Chulin, also writes like that. He thinks that the obligation min HaTorah to be mafresh chumas and maaseh only applies to dog and tirish v'yitzar. That's how it says in Chumash. Reishis d'gonach tirosh v'yitzarech etit and loy. Reishis means the truma, the first tafrosha, you give to the Kohanim. And everything else other than tirish, dog and tirish v'yitzar is only mid the Rabbanan. So the Ravid wrote the obligation to be mafresh is only mid the Rabbanan. But if you mafresh it, it's chal min haTorah. So what are the dinim? So now the Ravid has a new thing that never existed before. What are the dinim of the truma that you weren't obligated to be mafresh, but you mafresh it and it's chal min haTorah? If a zar will eat it, will he be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim? So he thinks he won't. The Ravid thinks the only time a zar she'ochal truma is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim is if he eats truma that the farmer was obligated to be mafresh. But if he'll just eat truma and something other than dog and tirish v'yitzar, the hafrosh is chal min haTorah, but the obligation is only midirabbanan. There's a mitzvah kiyumis, but you're not mechuyev to. So the rabbi thinks on such truma there won't be misa b'dei shamayim. A new parsha. Anyway, so that that's the story with Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is a mitzvah to be mafresh Maisa Behema. And Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, he's quoting a Gemara, Aseta says, kol tuos arecha, ayotze hasada shana shana. That's in Parshas Re'ei. Aseta aseta, that's the Kriyas HaTorah. On the last day of Pesach and on Shmini Atzeres. Aseta says, kol tuos arecha, ayotze hasada shana shana. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. He can't be mafresh mishana al chavato. Not only can you not be mafresh from the second year on the third year, because the second year, whatever grows, is a seven-year Shemitah cycle. So whatever grows the second year, you're mechuyav to be mafresh from gedola ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, and the third year, you're mafresh ma'aser oni instead. So not only can you not be mafresh from the second year on the third year on the fourth year, because the afroshes are not identical, even from the first year on the second year, first year, the afroshes are exactly the same. You're not supposed to be mafresh mishon al chavata, because it says, Ayotze hasada shana shana, each year separately. So since it says aser to aser, the word aser, the verb, is repeated twice. And that's a big machlekes hatanaim, where they say dibbetur kadushan beni adam, alo dibbetur kadushan beni adam. We believe the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So the question is, when the Rabbi Shalom dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate it beloshan beni adam? And when people talk, a lot of times they'll say something twice and three times, they'll repeat themselves, they say extra things. So then, that's Rabbi Shmuel holds like that. So then you cannot be medayik just because a word is repeated in Chumash, doesn't necessarily mean anything. And we don't follow Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. When the Rabbi Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, he dictated in such a way but that you have repetitious words or phrases or expressions. Every letter, every word counts and every letter counts. So whenever you have the Shoinis Kfulim, it says, Aser Taser, Mos Yumos, Hanik Tanik, Nosen Titen, whenever you have the Kefa Loshen, so we darshan the Shoinis Kfulim, because we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Here it says, Aser Taser, Shana Shana. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, it refers to Rishtei Maishos HaKosa Medaber, it says on the side, L'kamon Davches, the Pasuk is referring to two. That not only Maisa Dogon should you not be mafresh Mishana al Chavato, even Maisa Beim also you shouldn't be mafresh Mishana al Chavato. Are they exactly the same? What if, let's say, Bidiyevid? What if you'll take five animals were born in 1 year before Rosh Hashanah, five animals were born the other year, and you take them together and you be mafresh Maisa Beim together in violation of the din? Is the din even Ma'akid Bidiyevid or is it only Lachatchila? And what about by Trumas and Maises also? If you mafresh Mishana al Chavata by Trumas and Maises, so you got to look in the Ramam, there may be a difference. Maybe that by Trumas and Maises, by Paris, could be that there even be the evidence, not Chal, and by Maisa name, it could be the evidence, it is Chal. But at least Lechatchila, that's what the din is based on. So Echad Be'elo, the Tanakam holds, Echad Be'elo is Rosh Hashanah la Maisa Behem, where the 10 animals have to have been born within the same year from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Chodesh Elul. And we don't pass like that. We pass like the next time. Rav Loz Reb Shimon say, Ve'echad B'tishrei. Then it continues. Echad B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lishanim. What does it mean, Lishanim? So the Gemara says, L'malchei Yom Mesoilam. That's Rav Chizda. That's Rav Chizda on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. When you get to the wide lines, the fourth wide line, Loshana Malchei Malchei Yom Mesoilam, Mitishimani, the Gemara shows from Sukkim like that, that you count from Tishrei. Years ago, the Queen of England used to claim that she's a descendant from the Malchus Beis David. Maybe she is, but that's not called Malchus Yisrael, because it's not over Eretz Yisrael. Malchus means the Jewish government ruling Eretz Yisrael. A Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael. When the British were controlling Eretz Yisrael, that's called Malchus HaMasoilam. When the Jews are controlling Great Britain, that's called Malchus HaMasoilam. When you have a Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael, that's called Malchus Yisrael. Then you say it's Jewish history is L'mayla Menateva. Okay. So Bechad B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim. Vilish Shmitin, the laws of Shmita and Yovel. Seventh year of Shmita, the laws go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Yisrael is Akarki, Yovel is also the same. Then the Netiyah. There's a difference between a Netiyah is a young sapling and Ilanus is an older tree. So what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah and Netiyah? So the Chumash has a din in Parshas Kedoshim, I think it is. There's a din if you plant a tree, Kisaboya ha'aretz, and a taitim kol eitz maichal, v'alraltam ar losoi, when you plant a tree, so the first 3 years, whatever, if anything grows, sometimes nothing will grow. So whenever something grows, so the peris that grow the first 3 years are orla, there are also bachila bahanon, there's a mitzvah, it's ton sreifa. The Gemara learns that from Psukim. The Yisuri Hanoah, in the end of Maseches Tmura, I think, the Mishnah lists off all Yisuri Hanoah. So some of them are Nikborim and some of them are Nisrafim. Chometz Aner Pesach is a machlekes with Ein B'chometz Ale B'Sreif or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover. That's a machlekes Hatanaim. And then Tosfos says two opinions. Do we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? Ein B'chometz Ale B'Sreif? Or do we pass on like the majority opinion? Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover. Basically, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like the Chachamim. L'chatchila, we do Sreifa to satisfy the minority opinion among the Bali HaTosfos who thought that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein B'chometz Ale B'Sreif. But it's machlekes harishonim because there are some stami mishnayos like Rabbi Yehuda that bir chametz is b'sreif. So that's a machlekes hatanan. But let's see other things are clear. Let's see you have basa b'cholos. So there's no mitzvah by mistake. You cooked some basa b'cholos. There's no mitzvah that you have to burn it. You throw it out in the garbage and you dispose of it. But if you have orlo klo yakerim, that's a mitzvah. It's min anisrafim. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So the peris that grow the first 3 years are orlo. And then the peris that grow the fourth year have a din of revai. Shana revia says revai. Revai is a mitzvah. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's kerem revai or netter revai. Does it only apply to a vineyard? Or does it even apply to any tree, any netta? The pashtus is, kisavayel ha'aretz and etaitem kol eitz maichal, v'araltem ar losa says kol eitz maichal, any fruit-bearing tree. That's Roy Lachila. So the Paris have a din of Orla. Pashup Shat, the din of Orla applies to any tree with the Paris of Roy Lachila. The Machlokes and the Gemara daf Lamerhem at Aleph in Brachas, the first daf in Ketzim Avarchim, there's a Machlokes and the Gemara whether the Girs and the Mishnah should be Kerem Revai or Netter Revai. The Paris in the fourth year, there's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. And if not, then you pay, then you bring the money to Yerushalayim. And Asata Kesa, Baboka, Batzon, you pry pre the gedule karka and you eat it, bikdusha v'tahara. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, whether that only applies to kerem, only to grapes, or applies to all pears. But the pashta says that by orlo, the first 3 years, pashta says that it certainly applies kisubal and taitem kol eitz maichal, any tree. There's a strange Rashi in Soita writes that according to the opinion that the girsesh in the Mishnah should be kerem revai shaninu, that the din of revai only applies to kerem, only to vines, to grapevines. So the din of orla also only applies to grapevines. That's a Rashi and Saita. The Balamor in Brachas refers it to that Rashi and Saita. Balamor holds like that Rashi. It's strange, Balamor, that the din of orla also only applies to kerem, doesn't apply to netta. But that's not at all the accepted opinion. We assume that there's a simple meaning of the Chumash. Kisavaros and the Titan Kala, it's Michael. Any tree that's Roy Lachid. And the fourth year, that's a shayla, how do we paskin? That's a shayla. So in chutzal oretz, the Gemara has a klal kol amikol ba'oretz, aloche kemosa b'chutzal oretz. Whenever there's a machlokes hatanoim regarding orlo in Eretz Yisrael, so even if we paskin the chumra in Eretz Yisrael, yochad v'ram aloche gram, paskin like the ram. Well, let's say the rabbim ma'machmer in the yochid is mekel, so halachik rabbim. But when it comes to chutz laretz, kala mekel baretz halachik kemosa b'chutz laretz, because the din is that safa garla b'chutz laretz is mutum. So that's a question: would we be mekel on orla b'chutz laretz and other trees other than a grapevine? Rashi in the Balamor hold that the whole din of orla only applies. Rashi and Balamor hold that according to that opinion, that kerem revai shaninu, that revai only applies to grapevines. So the din of orla also only applies to grapevines. So we're really not maker like that. Really not maker like that. On the shana haravias, that's already a legitimate question. On the fourth year, And the first three years is kamat mufurish, and the pasuk is titan kolayt machal. It goes on any fruit-bearing tree. On the fourth year, that's a legitimate machlokes. So there, many the Ran on the Rif quotes many Rishonim said Taisis on the first daf in Kiddushin based on the base quotes also many Goyim, the Shiltas lived in the days of the Goyim. The Shiltas writes like that. As far as Orla Bechutzla, as far as Revai Bechutzlords, what about the fourth year? So that you can be Makel and anything else other than grapevines. So that's a discussion in Yeridei, is that we really follow that or not. That with respect to Revai, we would be Makel and Chutzlords. Kala Makel Baritz, Alochi Kamasa Bechutzlords, that's a question. The Rambam has a famous opinion. The Ran on the Rif quotes all of this. The Rambam has an opinion that even though Orlo B'chutz Loretz applies halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, but Revai doesn't apply at all. Because since Revai requires havas makim, you have to bring the Maisa Sheni, Neta Revai, and B'chor Behima Torah, are the three things that need havas makim. Havas makim, whenever you magdash a korban, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not called Havas Makam. Havas Makam means something they have to bring to Yerushalayim, and until you bring it into Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is incomplete. When you bring it, Havas Makam, when you bring it into Yerushalayim, the Kedusha becomes Nishlemnes. So there are three things that need Havas Makam. One is Maisa Sheni, one is Neta Revai. There's a Gzeva Shabbat Kodesh Kodesh between Maisa Sheni and Neta Revai. So usually they have identical dinim. And so that's one. Then is Bikurim. Bikurim is also Ton Havas Makam. And then the third thing that needs Havas Makam is Maisa Sheni Neter Vai Bikurim and B'chor Behemet Tohera. So the Rambam writes, there's a Machlokes HaTanayim. Can you bring, if a Behemet, a Jewish farmer, the Jews used to be in the farming business. They used to raise animals. But let's say I have a Bechor Behema Tohiro was born in Chutz Laaretz. So what's the din? So the Rambam says, it has Kedusha. You have to wait till it gets a mum to shecht it. But you're not supposed to bring it to the base. You're not supposed to bring it to be makrevit in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not supposed to do it. There's no Havas Makam from Chutz Laaretz. No Havas Makam from Chutz Laaretz. So the Rambam says, therefore, by a Bechor Behema Torah, if it's born in Chutz Laaretz, has Kedusha as Bechor, you can't shecht it till it gets a Mum Kavua, has the Yisr, but there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim because there's no Havas Makam from Chutz Laaretz. When it comes to Neta Revai, the Paris in the fourth year, the Rambam says, since you can't have any Havas Makam, so the whole parsha doesn't apply at all. You don't even have to be paid there. That's a discrepancy. Why is by Bechor Behema Torah, I say, it has the Kedusha of Bechor Behema Torah. You have to wait till it gets a mum, but you can't do Havas Makam. If you bring it to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha won't be completed. So why does he say by Neta Revai and Chutz Laaretz that the whole thing doesn't apply at all? Should have said, it has an Easter, you can't eat it. You can't bring it to Yerushalayim, but you can't eat it where you are. You have to be paid it and then throw the money away, then destroy the money. That's a problem. Anyway, but the Rishonim quote the Ran on the Rif, quotes that Rambam, that even though the din of Orla applies even in Chutz Laaretz, that's a Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, Orla applies even in Chutz Laaretz, Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim, whether Orla b'Chutz Laaretz is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, or it's only Mehilchas Medina, it's only a din midrabbanan. Most of the Rishonim seem to assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Orla b'chutz laaretz, in Paris the first 3 years, arasa b'achila b'hano al pi pashtas. But the din of Revai, the Rambam holds that it doesn't apply to chutz laaretz. So if you planted a tree, so the young sapling is called an atiya. After it's already 3 years old, then it's called an ilon. A big fat tree is called an ilon. When it's first a young sapling, it's called an atiya. So Rosh Hashanah, echad b'tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah l'netiyas. What does it mean? So the Gemara is going to explain. If I planted a tree in Chodesh Av, in Tammuz, now it's Tammuz. I plant a tree today in Tammuz, and when it comes Rosh Hashanah, that's the end of the first year. And then when it comes next Rosh Hashanah, it's the end of the second year. When it comes the next Rosh Hashanah, that's the end of the third year, even though it's only 2 years and 3 months. Tammuz Av Elul. It's only 2.5 months. It's the middle of Tammuz already now. So you only had 2 years. from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and 2.5 months from Tezvav to Yudav Tammuz until Rosh Hashanah. So the 3 years are up. So then when the 3 years are up, then it's called an Elon. So then you have to wait till Tu Bishvat. Any of the pears that grow before Tu Bishvat, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shvat, so that's 4.5 months. So whenever the 3 years are up with a stunt, it's not only 3 years are up, it's only 2.5 months. From Tammuz till Rosh Hashanah is 2.5 months. But Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Netiyah. Netiyah means a young sapling. So that's the end of the first year. Comes next Rosh Hashanah, a year later, is the end of the second year. Next Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third year. So I'll begin, the 3 years are up. So we say not so fast. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanah. So the Peris that will grow still before Tu B'Shvat will still have the din of Orla. That's what the Mishnah means, that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Netiyah. The first year is up because it's a young sapling, but then Tu B'Shvat, either Rosh Chodesh Shvat LeBishamai, Tu B'Shvat, the way we pass on like B'Shilo, Chamishosa B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah LeIlonis, so the Paris will still have a din of Orla up until Tu B'Shvat. The Ran has a big machlokes Rishonim here. If you look in the Ran on the Rif, it's on the top of page. Page four. So the Ran has a big machlokes. What if I planted the tree in Aseres Yemei Tshuva? So comes Rosh Hashanah. That's a year minus a few days. I planted the tree in the middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But it comes Rosh Hashanah at the end of the first year. It comes next Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second year. It comes next Rosh Hashanah. That's the end of the third year. Then I wait another few days, that's already 3 years me'es le'es. It's already 3 full years. So you still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. That's already more than 3 years. Only the peris that grow the first 3 years are orla. So the peris that grow, I planted the tree in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. 3 years later, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the tree is already 3 years old. So you still, that's the halacha. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is always Tu B'Shvat. Even though it comes out that it's more than 3 years, I would say no. If you chiseled off, if you planted in Tammuz, you planted in Iyar, if you're chiseling off and you don't have 3 full years, so then you have to wait at the end till Tu B'Shvat. It's still less than 3 full years. But if you already have 3 full years, you planted it in Chodesh Tishrei, so you waited 3 years later. The 3 years are up, finished. So that's a big machlokes, and so the two opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What else is here? The din that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah liyirokos. What does that mean? Yirokos are vegetables. Maisa yerek is only midirabbanan. The Gemara says in many places, Yimafrish trumas and maisas and yirokos is only midirabbanan. Trumas and maisas and fruits is a machlokes. The Rambam and all the other Rishonim. The Rambam holds Dogon Tirish v'yitzer is their isis. So Tirish means grape juice and grapes. And Yitzer means olive oil and includes olives. So if grapes and olives are chayv and shumas and maisis min ha-Torah, so why should you distinguish between oranges, apples, and pears, and grapes and olives? The Rama thinks that all pears are ilan ha-chayv min ha-Torah. I think Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that maisa haruvin, Trumas and Mises on Buxa. Buxa grows on a tree. Trumas and Mises on Buxa that grows on a tree. It's called St. John's bread. The Heilige Tzaddik St. John apparently ate the Buxa. So why does the Gemara say that Meiser Charuvin is only the Rabbanon? That's laid on Tezvav, I think. So the Rambam says, because Buxa is basically not Michael Odom. It's Michael Behema. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, what do you mean? Why is Buxa Michael Behema? Boxes Michael Adam and all Paris Elon are all midirabbanan. The only Paris Elon that are deraisa are grapes and olives, because it says Reishis Deganecha Tirosh Chavi Yitzarecha. But Yerukas, that for sure is midirabbanan. That the Gemara says in different places. Maisa Yerik is only midirabbanan. According to that Ravid that we mentioned before, the Ravid disagreed with the Balamor in the end of Chulin. So the Ravid's opinion was the obligation to be mafrish. Trumas and Maises and Yerek is only the Rabbanah, but if you mafresh it, it's Chal Min HaTorah. Okay, so that's a Chiddush on the Ravid. maybe it'll be chal menater. But the obligation to be mafresh on yirakus is only with the rabbanim. So how do you determine? The yirakus have to have all grown in the same year. You have 20 bushels grow 1 year, 20 bushels grow another year. Be mafresh mishon al chavato. That's the pasuk aset aser akol tvas aracha yotze asode shana shana. You have to be mafresh on the same year. So what's considered the grew in the same year? So Rosh Hashanah echad b'tishrei is the beginning of the year for the purposes of Trumas HaMaisis. But the vegetables are not so considerate. They're inconsiderate. They start growing before Rosh Hashanah, and they finish growing after Rosh Hashanah. They're not so careful that they don't begin growing till after Rosh Hashanah, and they finish by the next Rosh Hashanah. They start growing before, and they grow after. So there has to be some moment in time that's kaveh, what year it belongs to. So that's the Gemara is going to explain later, that the yerek and vegetables, you go basa lekita. When did the Lakita take place? If the Lakita took place before Echad B'Tishrei, it belongs to last year. If the Lakita took place after Echad B'Tishrei, then it belongs to this year. What did the word Lakita mean? So that's a big machlekes. So the Ritva learns, it's in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva thinks that Lakita means literally Lakita, when you detach it from the ground. Taisus disagrees. Taisus on the daf, later in Rosh Hashanah, says Lakita means when it's fully ripened, and it's ready to be plucked off from the tree. So even if you didn't pluck it off, but it's not going to grow bigger. It already grew to the maximum it's going to grow. So it's roi to have a lakita. So then if it already fully grown before Rosh Hashanah, even though you didn't pluck it off from the yerek, not from the tree. We're talking about yerokas. So yerokas, you go basa lakita. Whenever the lakita, if the lakita occurred, whatever lakita means, if the lakita occurred before Rosh Hashanah, belongs to last year. If a lakita occurred after Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to this year. That's if it's yerokas. What if it's a grain that's growing? So what does it depend on? So the Gemara says, by grain it depends on havo ashlish, one third. And that's a big discussion in poskim. What does it mean, havo ashlish? Shlish means one third of the full size when it'll be fully ripened. How big will the kernel of grain be? Did it grow one third? Or does it mean one third of the time that it sits in the ground to grow, because even if it's sitting on the ground, one third is not going to be one third the full size. Towards the end of the growth period, when it sits in the ground and it grows much faster at the end. So if it's one third of the full size, then it's going to be a later stage. If it was one third of the time that it should sit in the ground, it's got to be an earlier stage. So that's a din by tvua, you go basa havo ashlish. By Yerek, you go basa lakita. By Peris or Elon, with respect to fruits that grow on a tree, that are chayv and shumas and nisus, let's say grapes and olives are chayv and atorah, and all the others, apples and oranges, according to the Rambam, are also chayv and atorah, and we don't pass like that. We pass in all Peris or Elon are only the Rabbana. Only Dogen Tirish V'Yitzah is their Isa. So with respect to all Peris or Elon, the Gemara says it goes Basa Chanote. That's a Gemara later in Rashi. It goes Basa Chanote. When did Chanote occur? What does the word Chanote mean? So Rashi, in a few places, Rashi translates Chanote when the tree starts to blossom, which is way before anything is really Roy Lachila. And Tosfos disagrees in a big way. Tosfos says, why should it go Basa Chanote? Why should it go Basa the blossoming? There's nothing there yet. So Tosfos thinks that Chanote is somehow parallel to Havo Ashlish, just like by Tvua. It depends when the Havo Ashlish was. Is it that it's Roy Lachila already? So too, Basa Chanota means the Havo Ashlish of the Peris Ha'ila. And when is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilana? So the Mishnah ends off. That's a machlek is B'Sham and B'Silo. We pass like B'Silo. That two Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah and Leilonis, and Bisham I hold that it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here. But in that tomorrow we will continue. Here there's the Machloikis, there's Big Taisus Lishtoris, and the Bottom Taisus Lishtori Chayiv. So Adelba Lesalavechik has a safe on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. They put it out the year after he passed away. So he shows that these two Taisus and all the Shitasam, the Klal and Hilchos Shtoris, and then we'll continue in the Gemara. Okay, we'll get together tomorrow. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Welcome to you. Okay.
Hey, Rabbi, have a nice day.